Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance, starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. Together in the sultry setting of tropical Havana and the mysterious islands of the Caribbean. Bold Venture. Once again, the magic names of Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall bring you Bold Venture and a tale of mystery and intrigue.
If I wasn't so tired, Slate, I'd take what's left of the night to thank you for putting me and the kid up.
Oh, what's to thank? Friend I haven't seen in 12 years comes to me with his little girl in the middle of the night, asks for a place to sleep. I sell it to him. That makes me big.
Makes you very attractive to us, Mr. Shannon. We've had a tiring journey. Our father needs his rest.
And you don't, do you, honey?
You're wrong, Mr. Ball. I'm 11 years old and my bones are very weary.
We're giving you the bridal suite, doll, so you can rest your weary bones on silk.
That'll be a welcome change. Thank you.
I got myself a queen, eh, Slate?
With diamonds in her eyes. Here's your room, Joe. And here's yours, Ruthie. Sleep good. We've got lots to remember in the morning.
Yeah. Good night, Slate. I'm glad it's you I found in Havana.
Before you go, Mr. Shannon.
You got change, sailor?
For what?
A buck.
Change won't be necessary. My piggy bank dotes on dollar bills.
Ruthie, baby, don't be greedy.
It's not that, Pop. It's only that I'm sure Mr. Shannon and Mr. Vaughn will savor the delicious warm glow that comes to them who...
Honey, child, I can learn so much from a girl like you. Give the piggy bank the buck, Slate. That's a good price for a warm glow.
Bargain. Here, Ruthie.
Thank you. Bless you. Good night.
How about that? Joe Ryan with a kid. Does me good.
You like him, huh, Slim?
Oh, why shouldn't I? Joe's an artist. 10 years ago, he was the most promising light heavy in the ring. A cute right hand that only had to travel 6 inches.
What killed the promise?
What always kills it, sailor? Quick dough. Women to match. When I met Joe, he was working the carnies, taking on all comers, me included. $50 to whoever could take him.
You fought him?
For 12 seconds, including the count. Took me 2 seconds to keep my oversized trunks from diverting the crowd. Otherwise,
oh, I'd... sure you would. Lock up, Slate. We won't have any more customers tonight.
Wrong way. You got one here waiting in the shadow.
You want to register, mister?
Maybe later. First, I want to ask my old pal, Joe Ryan, a few pertinent questions about the accommodation.
Well, that's fair. Joe's room's up at the head of those stairs. 1B.
You show me, mister. I get lost in Havana hotels.
Now, look at you.
Don't argue with a potential room in back, Slate. Show the gentleman.
All right. Come on. Joe, it's Slate. There's a man here who...
Look, Slate, I'm all... Hey, what is it?
I came to wish you pleasant dreams, Joe.
Joe.
Don't call him, mister. Joe will never answer you. And don't move or no one will ever answer you. Good night.
Ahoy!
Senor Blake? Oh, come aboard, senor. Good to see you again, so soon, senor.
Yeah, he did me a fine favor, Curvio. In his envelope. $100.
Thank you. It was he, was he not? He was Senor Joe Ryan, like I told you, no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you told me. You'll never see him again, Curvio. Maybe his picture in the paper, but that's all.
It's a shame. It's Señor Ryan was a colorful hombre with his fish. This I remarked to myself the whole time my boat brought him from Key West to Havana.
Point of information, amigo. What did Ryan pay you for bringing him to Havana?
Oh, 300. Perhaps I should have asked for more.
What do you mean?
I avoided it, Señor Blake. Our Señor Ryan made a double cross concerning a fight. Just be whispered about. Ryan got suddenly rich. He's a fortunate man. However, now he's dead, see? He was a fortunate man, Señor. Once upon a time.
Ruthie, don't look like that. Cry. Hide in the dark. Whatever a kid's supposed to do. And
when her father's killed, I wouldn't know, Mr. Ball.
Come here. Let me hold you.
No. No.
Ruthie, I just had a...
I know. You want me to sit on your lap so you can rock me to sleep. I don't think I want anyone to touch me. Just Pop.
Ruthie, where's your mother? We could send for her.
She's dead. When I was a little girl. Pop said she was pretty and very gentle.
No one else?
My Aunt Sarah. She lives in Camden. That's in New Jersey.
Ruthie, you wouldn't tell the police when they asked you about Joe. Will you tell us?
Yes, Mr. Shannon.
Why did he come to Havana?
He had a prize fight in Kansas City. Main event. He promised me it was his last. And Pop won. And then he went to a man. And the man gave him a lot of money. And it was late at night. We took a plane to Miami and then the bus to Key West. Pop said, wait till we get to Havana, Lucy. And Slate Shannon. And then there was a man with a boat. And it was late at night. And he brought us here.
The man with the boat? Who is he, Ruthie?
I don't know. It was a fast boat, and it moved through the water like its name, like a dolphin.
The dolphin? That's what the boat was called?
Yes. Then we docked, and Pop carried me to your... Please. Please hold me.
Ruthie's giving you what you asked for, sailor. Rock her to sleep.
Quiero, mi hermosa. Ah, cuánto cuesta.
You. I want to talk to you.
The emotion, senor, is not shared by me, by this hermosa senorita.
On your feet.
What do you want of me?
You've been pointed out as the buster who owns a boat called the Dolphin.
Oh, senor, you wish to make it for hire of my boat. Oh, sit down. We will make talk, dicker, and establish prices satisfactory to
make talk about Joe Ryan.
Por favor. I do not understand.
Joe Ryan, guy you brought over from Key West.
The gentleman who fights fisticuffs. Joe Ryan. I did it to him, brought him to Havana. It was my pleasure and my honor. He's illustrious with fame, a matador of the squared circle. As I have said, it was my pleasure and my honor.
You sent him to my hotel and fingered him, didn't you?
Yes, senor, you were holding my...
Didn't you?
No, senor. I swear it upon everything. No, I did not do it. Perhaps, senor...
Perhaps what?
Senor Ryan, such a well-known man. Perhaps word of his arrival was well-known. The Chamber of Commerce would...
Sleep with it, Carvio. Something tells me you're going to need the rest.
You looking for a room?
I'm looking for a little girl named Ruthie Ryan.
Ruthie? She's sleeping. I don't think she ought to...
Wake up, please. I'm her mother.
Oh, back from the beyond, huh?
What are you talking about?
Ruthie's mother is dead.
Of course she is. Joe Ryan and I were going to get married.
Joe's dead, too.
That's why I want Ruthie. I promised Joe if anything ever happened to him, I'd take care of Ruthie.
Funny. Ruthie never mentioned you. She talked about an Aunt Sarah in Camden, New Jersey. That's where we're going to send her. My advice to you is to go to Camden.
But where's Ruthie? I didn't come here to listen
back
to a
back up, girlie.
Look, you.
As long as we're going to hassle, we might as well make some rules. Queensberry, catch as catch can.
Hey, you don't know what you're doing. You don't...
Either you wait in Camden or wait in that chair over there. Wait till Slate gets back.
You didn't let me finish. I said you didn't know what you're doing. You just bought a ticket to nowhere at all.
Been up this early, Mr. Shannon. Pop and I always slept right in the morning. We always left a real late call.
Your plane takes off at 5:45, Ruthie. We've got to give the Jeep plenty of time to get there.
Get in, honey. Ever ridden in a Jeep?
No. Is it fun?
After you've ridden in this one, Ruthie, you'll be a child with a pass.
Well, let's not overplay it, Aunt Sailor. The crate may be knock-kneed, but she...
I know. She gets you there. Fasten your safety belt, Ruthie. Once Slate gets into those upswept goggles, he... Hey, what...
I handle this a bird, Shannon. Joe's little girl. Give it to me.
A killer complete with black car. Consider it, sailor.
Give me the kid, Shannon. Unless you want this gun to make that Jeep your
own. I'll
do what he says, Slate. Do it.
Go with the man, Ruthie. Ruthie, we...
Don't be frightened for me. I'll go.
You're a smart kid. Right. Glad I got a little girl like you, baby. Here, give me a hand. Daisy. Now the baggage, Shannon. All of it. In my back seat. Your tip, Porter. Don't run after us. Because my offer still stands. You'll die.
Venture. Our stars, Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, and the second act of our story.
Inspector LaSalle. Inspector.
Observe, please, the sign on the wall above my desk, senorita. Silencio. A free translation of which concerns the keeping shut of the mouth. Do it to yours.
Look, LaSalle, you've been sitting there on that swivel of yours for the past hour, just looking at us. What's the matter? Don't you believe us? A friend of mine was knocked off in front of my eyes. This little girl was taken away from us. I gave you the description of the killer. I also suggested you pick up a guy who runs a boat between Key West and Havana. A sailor gave you...
So many gifts you give me. I bow low. Another question, Senor Shannon. Since when is it your duty to do mayhem upon citizens who run boats between here and Key West? To force them to go into hiding so that he cannot be traced.
And what about the other?
I point to another sign, Senorita. E-X-I-T, which spells exit, which stems from the Latin... meaning close the door softly.
You just can't throw us out of your office, LaSalle. You've got murder on your hands, and you need us to help.
E-X-I-T.
Oh. Now let's go, sailor. Now what are you going to do with a bird brain like him?
That's not important, Slate. What about Ruthie?
Well, that's a good question. You got a good answer? Well, neither have I.
That's not there, Connie. It's nowhere in Joe's baggage or the kids. I went over it with a fine-edge razor blade. Bags, clothes, the deal. It's not there.
Ruthie knows where it is, don't you, baby? All that money your double-crossing daddy took away from us in Kansas City?
You killed.
Joe did wrong, baby.
Now, look, Ruthie. Your daddy won a fight he shouldn't have won. He made us a promise, and he broke his promise. And when a man breaks a promise like that, he dies. Now, look, honey, tell us where the money is, huh? You tell us where the money is, I'll buy you a doll, put a gold piece in that piggy bank,
Let Mr. Shannon and Mr. Val live a long time.
They loved my father. They loved me. They were sending me back to Aunt Sarah. You leave them alone.
You tell us where, Ruthie. And you can still go to your Aunt Sarah. Now? Well, maybe after a nap, huh? After you've dreamed how nice it'll be. Shannon and that Mr. Val don't have to go away like Joe did. Stay out here, Connie. Like you told me you used to do when Joe was around.
To consider if you're a boxing man, a lion-hearted slugger, or a fancy Dan. Shun those fellows who are quick on the draw. A bullet is more final than a hook to the jaw. This suggestion is open to all who hear, and for Joe Ryan, who will shed a tear. He was a man
who
tried to win twice.
I said cut it out.
Mr. Slate, I was only trying to put into music...
Yeah, but you're not looking at the look on Slate's face, King.
I, too, am unhappy about what has happened. This is my music, is how I feel about it. This is the only way I know how to tell about it.
Go out and sing it to the seagulls.
See what I mean? We better just fold our tents, King, and make like Aaron.
Get out of the way, sailor. Well, I've got to hand it to you, Corvio. You've got a lot of guts. That's not going to change one...
Gently, gently, senor. It is to your advantage that I am here. If you break my face, I will not be able to talk to you.
Talk, Chico.
For how much money?
I'm going to have to pay, huh? Hey. What does that buy me? That buy me anything?
That you are a fool. Do you think I walked in here to enjoy watching myself being beaten? You think that you are a fool?
What are you selling?
Where is a child called Ruth and a woman called Connie Jordan? A killer called Eddie Blake.
I could break every...
Break. Break. It will only get you broken things. But where are these people? $100 will get you that.
Okay.
$100.
Where are they?
Casamira Blanca in 20 Torino.
Grab the $100 out of the safe, sailor, and slip it into his pocket. Then we're going to carry him to 20 Torino.
That duck, Senor Shannon. Look how she waits in moon clothes with open arms to embrace your hermosa boat, your pretty boat.
You're a poetic water rat, aren't you, Gavillo?
I give you this added attraction free for nothing.
There's soft water in this port, I hear. Maybe it'll wash off.
I doubt it. A man like Gavillo here leaves a stain a foot deep. Got your motor, sailor. Ease her in. Hold it. Hold it. I'll tie her up. You too, Gavillo. Come on. She's fast, sailor. Wait here for me.
You're not going alone, sir.
That's right. I'm not going alone. Cavillo here is going to hold my hand.
Oh, listen to me. If I show me to them, they will...
Kill you, Cavillo. I'll plead your case. Come on.
Slate, they could kill you, too.
Here's a dime, sailor. If I'm not back in half an hour, call the local gendarme. And don't forget, I'll want change. Your arm, Cavillo.
I give you big bonus for this $100. This is the room. Let me go from you now.
I'll need you to knock on the door, Cavillo. Knock.
Oh, say,
I could use your head for a door knocker. I could...
Hey, what makes a thin-lipped man like you so passionate?
See, I knock. I knock.
You should never have found me, Shannon.
Once I showed you the way, killer. Now, Cavillo here showed me the way. It's a world full of people who do you favors. It makes me have faith again.
And make a prayer for your guide, Shannon.
But, senor, it is only that I...
I told him I'd plead his case. You don't give a man time to take a breath, do you, killer?
Yeah, suddenly went fresh, Shannon. Corvio always smelled of dead barracuda. Breathe how fresh the air is now. I give you one deep breath.
I want Joe's kid. I want Ruth.
I promised her I'd give you back to her dead. I don't want to break my word to a good little girl like Ruthie.
If you give me to her like that, they'd bury Joe's double-cross money with me.
You had it all the time? I underestimated Joe. I thought he'd keep it close to his heart.
In my hotel safe in Havana, you give me Ruth, I send you the dough.
I got a better idea. Just flashed through my head.
And I saw sparks as it went through.
We'll all go to Havana. You, Ruthie, Connie, me. It's gone. You like my idea?
It's a stunner. Get the kid.
Move Corbio out of the doorway, huh, Shannon? I don't want the sight of him to spoil my trip.
We got ourselves a rough night, haven't we, Shannon?
Now don't worry about it. Ruthie okay, sailor?
Mm-hmm. She's below with Connie. They're both trying to sleep.
How much did Ryan run out with, Blake?
Don't you know? I thought you said you had it in your safe. And you know a thing? You better have it in your safe.
Joe gave it to me in an envelope, but it had his name on it. I didn't open it.
You should have. You would have gotten a smile out of 20 grand. $21,000 bills.
It's a lot of dough for a win in Kansas City.
Ryan was supposed to go in the tank, but he didn't. He threw a right that knocked his opponent into the third row. Ryan sold me out.
I'd sell you out, too. Let's face it, Mr. Blake. You're the type.
You were telling me a story.
Yeah, sure, a story. Ryan made a deal with a bookie. I got to the bookie. He told me after it was all over. Said he paid off Ryan in 20 G notes.
You feel you're entitled to it, huh?
Yeah, look at the trouble I went through.
Ruthie, what are you doing up here? Come on. Let's take you and your piggy bank down below.
I wasn't sleepy, Mr. Ball.
Come over here, Ruthie. You can hold the wheel.
Miss Jordan fell asleep. She tried to ask me where Daddy's money is. I wouldn't tell her. She drowsed off.
That's all right, Ruthie. We know where the money is.
You do?
Of course we do.
But how do you know? I never told you.
You'd better go down to the cabin, Ruthie.
Wait a minute, kid. I said wait.
Mr. Ball. Mr. Ball, catch. Catch my piggy bank.
What?
Catch it.
There's your money, Blake. Get it.
Thanks. Hey, the wind is blowing.
Get it, Blake. There goes another one. Ha, ha, ha. You missed it, huh? Well, there's one over there.
Tell me, Blake.
Thanks for asking.
Tell me.
You know, people, if I had caught that piggy bank, Mr. Blake wouldn't be flat on his back now.
Pop put it in my bank. It was there all the time.
Hey, what's going on up there?
I'll go down and talk Miss Jordan back to sleep. Lock us in.
Nice kid, huh?
I was like that when I was a little girl. I grew up nice, too, didn't I?
I'll let you know when we get home. Give me the wheel, sailor.
Like it, Slate?
Turn around.
All right. Nifty, huh?
Yeah. It's a marvel to me what they do with bathing suits in this day and age.
Ruthie sent it to me from Camden, New Jersey. This is the first time I've ever had a bathing suit from Camden.
The material is nice, but it's a little baggy in the knees, don't you think?
No, knock it, Slate. The kid sent it to me, and I'm going to wear it.
Well, you could put a tuck in here, and here a tuck, and here a tuck, and everywhere a tuck-tuck. Pocket here. What are you going to do with the sleeves?
This. Like them around your neck?
What's to like? They're all wool. They itch.
Then try this. Like that?
Try it again.
All right. Well?
They still itch.
Here, you can have them.
What am I going to do with woolen sleeves?
You can wear them for open-toed socks.
Now, come here, sailor. Now, put your arms around my neck. All silk. I love it.
And so, our our two stars, Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, have brought to a close our latest Bold Venture story. Special music was composed and conducted by David Rose. May we invite you to listen again next week at this time for another exciting adventure starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall together in Bold Venture.